Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday Word. I'm Julie, and today, did you know it's kind of an important day in the church, and that is that it's Ash Wednesday, which means that this is the beginning of 40 days until Easter. So this time is called Lent. And today we're talking about prayer and Lent. We've been sharing that in our small groups, and it's impossible to go as deep into these topics as we need to in 4 minutes or less. And so I'm not going to even try to flood you with information about what is Lent and how we pray. I want to offer you two challenges that I would like to combine them. So let me tell you a little bit about what Lent is. So we celebrated Advent in Christmas time, and that was like we were anticipating Jesus coming. We were really focused on what it meant that our Savior was coming. It was an exciting season. Well, Lent is a lot like that, but we're celebrating, not really celebrating, but we're more remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on Easter and how he rose from the dead for us. And so a lot of times, maybe you've heard of this, maybe you've done this, depending on your background, your church background, your family traditions, maybe you've learned to give something up during Lent. So you sacrifice something. So every time you reach for that thing that you love, you're reminded of the sacrifice that Jesus made. And it's a really conscious decision. Well, it doesn't really matter what that thing is. I have a friend who is giving up all of social media, which is huge. And then I have another friend who's giving up soda. And for that person, that is also huge. So it doesn't exactly matter what it is that you're giving up. It's the attitude. It's the heart behind it. It's the fact that we want to be remembering what Jesus did for us. So I thought that related a lot to prayer, because a lot of times we look at prayer like it has to be a script, or we have to get the right thing said, or will God hear us if we don't say this or act this way, or come before him even clean, maybe, like we can't talk to him if we've sinned, if we're gross. None of that is true. Prayer is just an intimate time with the Lord. And so in Matthew 6, which is what we studied this week, Jesus tells us that we shouldn't be like the hypocrites who stand on the street corners. We shouldn't babble and say a million words because we think we're going to get heard more. No, when we pray, it's a time to be intimate. It actually says, go in your room, close your door, and God, who sees what is in secret, will reward you. And so I thought a lot about Lent this week, and I was thinking, I actually have never given something up for Lent. I mean, that might sound crazy if you've been a part of the church for a long time. Jesus is he's my everything. And so I never took that extra step for Lent to give something up. It wasn't a tradition of mine. But now that I'm older, I really feel like I want to participate in this sense of sacrifice. The problem is, I don't really know. I get really scared that I'm going to disappoint. And so I get all in my head about, well, should I give this up? Should I give this up? Is this big enough? Is this big enough? None of that matters, but it's stressing me out. And so while we're learning about prayer, the other thing you can do with Lent is you can start up something. You can offer up something to God that's new, that will enhance your life, like prayer. And so what I was thinking was, during Lent, I'm going to be spending more quality time with Jesus. Now, that's another thing I wonder if you're surprised about. I actually talk to Jesus constantly. Every time I'm alone and it's quiet, I don't like quiet. So I talk to God in the shower, in the car, when I'm getting ready for work, when it's quiet at work. And so I spend a lot of time talking to him. But those times are not what I'm talking about. To have a good, solid relationship with anyone, yeah, okay, you can say hi to them or kind of pass by them and talk to them on the way. I mean, I spend my life with my husband and my children. But unless we have a date, my husband and I take a date and go out and look each other in the eye and actually ask how we're doing and really get deep into our personal issues in our lives, it's surfacey. It's not really a relationship. Same with my kids. Sometimes my kids like to just come. They're teenagers, which makes me really happy. They'll, at the end of the day, my daughter will come and just lay on the bed with me, whatever I'm doing, even if I'm watching TV, and just ask me to rub her back. And then she just tells me everything about her day. That is intimate relationship. And Jesus wants that from us as well. And so because I'm not as good at what Jesus asks, which is go in your room, close your door, be in secret, spend time with Jesus, I really want to get better at that. And in those times, I'm going to ask, what is it, Lord, that you want me to sacrifice? And actually, not just make it up, but let him guide me to what it is that's difficult for me to give up and give that up for 40 days. So I would like to challenge you in the same way. Maybe you have something that you're like, I'm doing that. Awesome. Maybe you have an amazing prayer life. That's also awesome. But if you're like me and you're just not sure, and this is kind of a big pressure, it's a pressure for us at Lent. What do you give up? I would say, let's try to add more prayer into our lives. Let's be real with God. Let's join in with the sacrifice and ask him what it is that we should be giving up. But then also develop a habit of being intimate with God. Share all your deepest thoughts. Spend good quality time with him. And just let's enjoy this season together. Thanks for watching.